Good evening and welcome to the Pro-Life Leadership for 2012 Road to Victory nationwide webcast for the Susan B. Anthony List. My name is David B. Wright. I serve as the national director of a ministry called 40 Days for Life, but tonight I'm not here in my capacity for my ministry, but I'm here in my personal capacity as a concerned citizen and as a founding member of the Susan B. Anthony List fan club, if there really is one. My family and I are supporters of the Susan B. Anthony List, and when I was asked to help host and moderate this call and this webcast tonight, I jumped at the opportunity because I can only say amazing things about this organization, and I'm thrilled to be a part of anything that they do. Let's begin this event tonight, the most important way we can begin any of the work that we do in this pro-life movement, and let's start with a word of opening prayer, if you will please join me. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you tonight. You remind us that where two or more are gathered in your name, that you are present in our midst. And we come before you tonight in your name, and we ask you to be present during this entire event. We ask you to please guide and direct each of the presenters on this webcast event. We ask you to please bless the efforts of the pro-life movement, all of the different facets of this amazing movement we are so honored and blessed to be a part of, from the prayer efforts and advocacy efforts to educational efforts to pregnancy centers to post-abortion healing to those engaged on the front lines of the political and legislative fight. And dear Lord, I would ask you in a special way to bless the ministry of the Susan B. Anthony List. Bless Marjorie Dannenfelser, bless Marilyn Musgrave, bless Emily and their entire team that work tirelessly to do everything they can to save innocent human lives. Dear Lord, tonight, please watch over this event. Hold the technology together so these messages can reach people. Let each of the presenters be given the words that you want people to hear and prepare the ears that will hear these words to receive them. And please inspire each of us to know what we can do to live out our call to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, innocent children in the womb and their mothers and their fathers. Dear Lord, we know this is a critical moment in the history of our nation, and we ask you to please watch over America, guide her, and help us to make wise decisions in this coming year so that our nation once more can be a nation under God that is committed to that foundational right to life. We ask this all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, welcome again to the Pro-Life Leadership for 2012 nationwide webcast, The Road to Victory, Susan B. Anthony List event. This is going to be a whirlwind event tonight. We are glad you are joining us. We actually have thousands of people who are participating in this webcast from coast to coast. And as people were coming on board, we saw folks coming in from just about every state all across the nation. We have people from Colorado, Texas, New York, Iowa, North Carolina, California, Ohio, Oregon, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maryland, Indiana, and the list goes on and on and on. And we are thrilled that you are here tonight. And what we're going to be covering during this very urgent, very important event, first off, is to help you understand why unborn children, women and young girls, and pro-life America, all of us, cannot afford another 4 years of Barack Obama and the vital importance that there is of replacing him in 2012 with an authentic pro-life leader. Secondly, tonight you will learn the latest breaking news from the front lines about the efforts to promote life on the campaign trail from Iowa, the first in the nation caucus, and why this is such an important step in the campaign for 2012. You're going to learn tonight about the impact of this pro-life issue on upcoming elections and why life is a winning formula, why life wins at the polling place. You'll learn what's next in getting an authentic pro-life candidate for the presidential nomination, and you and I are going to all walk away from this event empowered to know exactly what we can do to help ensure pro-life victory in the coming year. Now, you're going to be hearing from some of my heroes, amazing, amazing leaders during this event tonight. You will be hearing from Marjorie Dannenfelser, and she serves as the founder and president of the Susan B. Anthony List. You will be hearing from Marilyn Musgrave, former congresswoman from Colorado and now the project director for the Votes Have Consequences project at Susan B. Anthony List. And you'll be hearing from heroic Congressman Steve King, a U.S. representative from Iowa. He's going to be calling in from Iowa. He is a leader in the fight for life and in the fight for many of the important social issues we all hold dear in Washington and across the nation. I was very thrilled at this year's Rose Dinner following the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Sitting right next to me was Congressman King with Congressman Kevin Brady from Houston, and they were some of the few U.S. congressmen who took time out of their crazy Washington, D.C. schedule to come out to a dinner celebrating life being publicly seen. He is a heroic guy, and I cannot wait to hear what he has to share with us here tonight. Now, I do want to acknowledge we have received so many questions that have poured in for this webcast on the page where you're listening right now to the sound of our voices, where you got the information to call in by telephone. And there were so many questions, we certainly could not answer every single one of them. But what we've tried to do is go through and pick out the most frequently asked themes and work those themes into many of the answers and the content that will be shared tonight. As we reach the end tonight of this presentation, we also will be having a special surprise announcement, and I cannot wait to be the one to share this with you, but it's an announcement that will help to accelerate the efforts to lay the groundwork for victory for the pro-life movement in 2012, and this announcement literally will have the impact of doubling your life-saving impact in what you are doing. So by the time we are done tonight, we hope you will recognize the urgency and importance of this moment in time. We hope you'll understand exactly what needs to be done by each of us and how these plans can make a major impact right now. And we also hope that by the end, you will prayerfully discern how you can make a difference and you will decide to invest into this vital work. And there will, at the end, there's no obligation, but there will be two opportunities to give tonight if you feel led. First, you'll have an opportunity to make a one-time gift into this work tonight. And then secondly, you'll have an opportunity to make a pledge of ongoing monthly support should you feel led to do that. Now, I am going to be perfectly happy asking you to get involved in this effort because I personally could not feel more strongly about this organization, the Susan B. Anthony List, that is hosting this webcast event tonight. My family and I support this organization every way we possibly can, with our time, with our talent, and yes, literally with our treasure. The Susan B. Anthony List, for those who have not yet been familiar with this organization, is an amazing group. I first got to know them when I was running a local pro-life group in College Station, Texas. I admired them from a distance. I always thought the world of what I heard and saw from Marjorie. But then when I moved to the Washington, D.C. area and got to see them up close and personal, I was blown away by their effectiveness. I got to know and I absolutely love all the leadership of this organization. I've seen them behind the scenes when nobody else is looking, and they are the people of the utmost of integrity. This is an organization that was built from the ground up to be a cutting-edge pro-life legislative and political action group, and they always do the right thing, even when it's not easy, even when it's not popular, and they have been making a tremendous impact, and you'll hear about that here tonight. I personally run a nonprofit organization, and our nonprofit organization survives purely on donations. Yet my family and I personally and sacrificially invest our dollars into the Susan B. Anthony List because we believe in the mission of this organization. We see incredible stewardship of how they use those dollars, and it is the best return on charitable investment in legislative and political efforts in the pro-life movement, in my personal opinion. So I hope by the end of this evening, if you aren't already supporting this great work, that you will be by the end of the night. So that brings me to the top of our event where we get to introduce our first speaker. This lady is an absolute hero to me and to many of you here on this webcast event tonight. She serves as the president and chairman of the board of the Susan B. Anthony List, and she directs the mission of this organization. She's the chief strategist. She serves as the primary spokeswoman. And under her leadership, this organization has grown to over 280,000 members nationwide. Since this organization was founded, the Connected Political Action Committee, the nonpartisan Susan B. Anthony List Candidate Fund, has helped to elect 90 pro-life candidates to the U.S. House of Representatives, 12 to the U.S. Senate, and 13 to other statewide offices across the country. And I was honored to walk hand-in-hand with the Susan B. Anthony List in the efforts to fight against the abortion mandate in the Obamacare healthcare attempt at reform. So with that, I would like to introduce Marjorie Dannenfelser. Marjorie, how are you doing tonight?
I am so humbled and so happy to be joining all of you. And David, thank you for those kind words. There is the armor of Christ, which is the armor of this movement, and you're very much at the heart of that. And I so appreciate your kind words. I was brought into this movement by people like you and Marilyn and Steve King, some of the other people we're going to hear on this broadcast tonight. I was not pro-life at all. I was extremely pro-choice. I became convinced, despite myself, I was a Duke student, head of College Republicans, had many friends that decided that they needed to reform my brand of leadership, and they were right. And when I fell hard, like probably many people who are listening to this call tonight. And what I began to see is what we all see is the value and the preciousness of each individual child, each of the 4,000 children that are that died today, that will die tomorrow, and every single day, and the value and the purpose that they have in making our world work. And without them, we are a dysfunctioning world. We have less love. We have fewer solutions. We have less of what we need, and we miss them, and we need them. And they are in heaven, and they're waiting for us. But we are down here fighting for them. And I have to say, I have a special needs child, and it's something that has actually been very helpful to me. And also came from the South, where right after integration, where there were human beings that were seen as less than equal to us. And it's the same civil rights motivation that that came from those movements for the rights of the special needs children, for the rights of folks with a different skin, who are told that, you know, you're not worthy. But the difference here is those children who are invisible, the children who are needed and loved and invisible, who are supposed to be here now with us. And I don't ever want to live a day without working in this movement, without losing sight of what this is about. And so that's why the crisis is not just a tax crisis, which is important. It's not just a foreign policy crisis, which is vital. But this is a crisis of epic proportions. If you knew that a chain of children spanning from the Washington Monument down to, say, the Iwo Jima were going to die today, if we didn't swoop down and do something to save them, we would do anything. If we were in California, China, no matter where we were, we would immediately come and do whatever we could to save those children. And that is the perspective that we bring, David, Marilyn, everyone on here. That's a perspective that we bring to this movement. But we're smart. We know that there is a crisis. And here's the crisis. The crisis is their death. But here is the big problem. The problem is we have a president who, under sort of cloak of night and cloak of folks not really knowing what he believed in, because he said that he believed in to some extent, the value of human life, came in and overturned every even minimal pro-life policy that we have in this country. And when I say pro-life policy, I mean we don't pay for abortions. He overturned the Mexico City policy day 25, meaning now we pay. We help export abortion to other countries, and we help pay for other abortions. He overturned in our nation's capital our ban on funding abortions of the children who are born in this city into sad and unfortunate circumstances. We fund those abortions. He took the singular act of expanding abortion beyond anything Roe versus Wade and the people who made that decision, the judges that made that decision at the time, I believe ever knew could ever be. He, by a passing, advocating, passing, and truly in a duplicitous way, passing a health care plan that did not exclude abortion funding from its mandate. And it was duplicitous. And he convinced many people, including pro-life people in the Democratic Party, that this was going to be a good thing. And now that's the rule that we're living under now. And what ought to be in our federal, in our system of government, the last check on our constitutional protections of life, the Supreme Court, at least one of the major checks, he has loaded with pro-abortion justices who will uphold his policies. So, and ironically, what's happening right now, I mean, I know you've all seen it, David. I'm sure you've seen it. Marilyn, I'm sure everyone here has seen the polling polling is just a little bit of a measure of where people are. We already knew where we are, but the numbers show that vast majorities of Americans, I mean, I'm talking 70 to 80% of Americans want to ban, flat out ban. This means pro-choice people and pro-life people, the Gallup poll shows, want to ban second and third trimester abortions. That's a lot of children. And we have a president that is dead set against it. And the number one abortion provider in the nation, his chief ally in keeping him in office and keeping abortion going, we have taken on as a movement. And this president, in the middle of that battle, said he would be willing to shut down the federal government before he would take one penny away from that organization to continue unchecked, despite all willingness to send underage girls and willingness to send girls who are being exploited by pimps or any kind of sexual exploitation, with showing that willingness to exploit those girls and to abort those children, still not one penny. And so we've taken this fight and have joined with state efforts already in action to try to begin the defunding. And what I'm very proud to say, with very few funds, honestly, we have been successful in partnering with many states who have already taken the lead in defunding Planned Parenthood for $60 million so far. And I will say this: where we are is we're at a critical moment, because unless we change the Obama administration's plan for America when it comes to our children, unless we can come up with a winning strategy, we will, in fact, we will continue to see exactly the same march out of pro-abortion policies, despite what any Americans want. He will continue to get away with it. And so what we really have is a situation that our Constitution gave us. He has given all of us all of the power to change what is going on. And so the Susan B. Anthony list and all of the grassroots friends that have signed our Citizens Pledge have asked every potential nominee who is running in the Republican primary, because they are at this point the only folks who might possibly be pro-life, to sign a presidential pledge. We like people who say they're going to do things or who want to point to their past successes. What we really want is potential nominees who will say, these are the things that I'm willing to do when I become president. I will appoint only pro-life justices, only pro-life executive appointments where they relate to abortion. I will advance a law to outlaw second and third trimester abortions. Not that any others are okay, but let me just start here, based on the fetal pain law. I will never give one penny to any organization that would fund abortion or fund abortion, period, through the federal government. These are very minimal things, and we're very excited that now that Marilyn is in Iowa and she's face-to-face with all of our friends who have signed this pledge, she's going to talk a little bit more about who has signed it and a little bit about the folks that we're still hoping to sign that pledge. But I would just end with this. Don't ever believe, and I don't think anybody here would be tempted to, but let's don't ever believe folks who say, trust me, anymore. I think we're in a political system now where we need things on paper. We're looking for folks who actually will back up their words with in writing promises. And so the pledge right now is a pledge to undo the crisis and put the political will of the people to protect human beings into law. And so, Marilyn, this is like perfect setup for you, because you're out there on the road right now in Iowa making sure that happens, right?
Absolutely. Here at Okoboji, Iowa, with Steve King tonight on the bus. We're just pulling out of the parking lot now. Actually, the weather's incredible, and Congressman Steve King, a personal friend of mine, he and his wife Marilyn, was so gracious and called us up to the stage, and in front of many, many people, we were able to talk about how important it is for social conservatives, for pro-lifers to show up at this straw poll, and what an impact that's going to have on the whole nation. What a message it will send. And of course, it was wonderful to stand with Steve King because he has been a hero for life. I'll never forget Marjorie and David. He and I were elected to Congress at the same time. The freshmen were in a room there, the Republicans, and we were going around and talking about things on our heart and things we wanted to do in Congress. I'll never forget what Congressman Steve King says. He said, you know, if we could get the sanctity of human life straight in this country, I believe everything else would fall into place. Mm-hmm. And it is such a fundamental issue. It is a litmus test. And as I spoke to those people tonight, I assured them that when you have a pro-lifer that is willing to sign the Susan B. Anthony List pledge, they are making a commitment to do the things that Marjorie outlined. And, you know, I've known lots of people that ran for office, and even after elected to office, they talked about being pro-life, but they never broke a sweat. They never lifted a finger to advance the cause of life. And Marjorie, the supreme disappointment, the supreme betrayal was with Obamacare, when we had so-called pro-life Democrats that we were counting on. And after all these years where pundits say you shouldn't talk about abortion, it was the issue that could have stopped Obamacare in its tracks. If those pro-life Democrats had held true to their principles, we would have stopped this. It's such a horrible thing for this country. And, I mean, we're finding out more and more about it as the weeks go by. But it all came down to life. It all came down, and we were supremely disappointed. That's why now this pledge is so important to have before these candidates. And it's so important to be here in Iowa getting the social conservatives, the precious pro-life people that are faithful, to show up to that straw poll. And today we were joined by Senator Santorum. He was the first signer of our pledge. We were joined by Thaddeus McCotter tonight, Congressman McCotter from Michigan. And he also is a signer of the pledge. We'll be joined by others. You know, this old-fashioned politics that's taking place in Iowa is something to behold. And I'm so glad to be on this bus. 20 cities, over 1,300 miles, talking to people, and you look out at these people, and many of them are my age and older. They have been faithful since Roe v. Wade, and right now, Iowa and the country is in no mood for false promises and empty promises. They're looking for authenticity, and this life issue will make a difference in this straw poll, and I believe it's going to send a message to this nation. And I'm pleased to be here working and encouraging people, and they in turn are such an encouragement to us. A woman was talking about how she was outside an abortion clinic, and she has a sister with disabilities, but she was talking about a young woman, probably in her early 20s, coming out of an abortion clinic just so upset, and she obviously was Down syndrome, and she was holding out her arms for help. And this lady just stood there and cried and asked the Lord, why did you allow me to see this? It was so troubling to her. But, I mean, our women deserve better. And when we have this most pro-abortion president in our nation's history, this is the time for pro-lifers around this country to do everything we can to change that. And Marjorie, you outlined all the things that he has done. Barack Obama is committed to Planned Parenthood, committed to NARAL. Barack Obama is committed to undoing every piece of pro-life legislation that's passed in the states. And these dark days will continue until we have a pro-life president.
You know, there's something that I don't think I haven't really spoken of. We haven't sent out any email messages that are really, I will say, exposing exactly the extent and the depth of the challenge that we have in defending the pro-life movement against the or truly outrageous lawsuit that some of these that congressmen that a losing congressman on the other side of this, somebody who purported to be a pro-life congressman who voted for Obamacare and who had held our position along with the entire pro-life movement, the entire Republican Party, the Catholic Church, his own position was that unless you had a statutory fix that would prevent abortion funding in healthcare, then you would be allowing it. Well, he changed his position. We did not. We continued to fund that, and then we continued to lobby in that regard. And we said, we will stand by our word, and that if you vote against this position, you cannot call yourself pro-life, and we will do everything we can in our power to unelect you. We did that, and we were very successful in unelecting, sending into the private world 19 out of 21 members of Congress who voted against the pro-life position in healthcare. One of those guys now is just relentlessly pounding us with a very biased Obama appointee federal judge in Ohio, who has completely basically mimicked all of the positions that Congressman Driehaus claimed in saying that we lied. So it's not that there's that piece. There's the draining of our funds for completely outrageous lawsuits. He is suing us on a defamation case. And then we have the almost $1 billion industry that Planned Parenthood is every year. And we have the incredible asset that the will of the grassroots folks on the ground is. But the truth is, everyone listening here, and Marilyn, no one more than you, and David, you, I know, like, we know that we have to have some assets, financial assets, to run up against the ads, the smears, the lawyers, the amount of money runs deep. I'm actually in our D.C. office right now looking out my window. It says, stop the war on women. Planned Parenthood has a massive complex, near where we are. They have a lot of money. And we will always fight this no matter what we have, but we do need the help, I have to say.
You know, Marjorie, one of the things I have always admired about you and the Susan B. Anthony List is you are very open and understanding of the crisis, but you also have consistently been a solution to that crisis. Reminds me of my favorite scripture verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, they are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And that's why I've been so amazed as I've watched the Susan B. Anthony List achieve enormous success in 2010 in the elections with a 70% increase in the number of pro-life women elected to the House. Politicians are scared of the Susan B. Anthony List. And we have to realize there is an urgent need right now with Election Day 2012. It seems like a long way off to all of us. But President Obama and the DNC have already raised $87 million for their reelection campaign. Just about every website I've been visiting over the last few days, there's ads for the Obama campaign, the abortion president. We see the radical pro-abortion lobby, Planned Parenthood, NARAL, Emily's List, doing everything right now, knowing they have to protect their friend. And you can bet they're working to try to get another 4 years. This is a time to be vigilant. And the good news is that life is not a position of political liability. And, Marilyn, I was wondering if you could maybe just touch on when you were running, was life a liability? Is it a winning issue today? What's your take on that?
Well, tell you, when I first ran for the House in Colorado, I was elected in 1994, and I was advised not to talk about the life issue. And interestingly enough, I sometimes wrote in me, and I said, majority leader, and I said, I want you to know it's the pro-life people that got me here. And I look now at the difference in the environment, the last election was the year of the pro-life woman. And now the life issue is really a winning issue politically. And even, we have six signers and these presidential candidates, Mitt Romney signed the pledge, issued a statement on life and in his pro-life stand. So I think that, there's a new day now where it is politically It's good to be pro-life. And right now the mood of the nation is such that people are not, they're very serious about what's going on, and they want people to really say what they believe and act on it. And I think now in this presidential race, it's exactly the time to get involved and make sure that we have an authentic pro-life candidate. I wanted to say again that we were in Okoboji, Iowa tonight, and a great event there headlined by Steve King. And Congressman Steve King is one of my very favorite people in Congress, and I said from the microphone tonight that he's the most courageous person in Congress. And he is a man that's like a constitutional scholar, has the mind of an engineer, has had a construction business, so he knows what it's like to work in this great country and achieve, has a wonderful family with the latest grandchild named Reagan. And it's just my honor to introduce a precious friend to my husband, Steve, and me, Congressman Steve King. And we are so proud of him and grateful for his never have to worry about how Steve King is going to vote on the life issue and many other things I might add. But we are so thankful for his stand on the sanctity of human life. We can always depend on Steve King, and it's my pleasure to introduce him.
Carolyn,
thank you very much. It's my privilege to be on the phone with you, and I was a little busy here. We're just pulling out of the Okoboji event right now, and I know you've got to be just a little ways ahead of me. But what you and Connie and Chris and others are doing, and Congressman Louie Gohmert coming up from Texas to join with the Values Bus Tour as well, and I believe 22 city stops, this is just fantastic. And the service that we've had together and the way that you've helped anchor me and sometimes reestablish the underpinnings, not from doubt, but just that you've always been helpful in my understanding of our faith. And I want to express this piece to the people that are listening in, that you and I were walking across to the Capitol one day a few years ago, and I was trying to find a way to configure an argument to bring the other side around to our position. And I don't remember the issue, whether it was a life issue or a marriage issue or something that was a social agenda. And it makes such clear sense to all of us. And you looked at me and you said, Steve, you don't understand, do you? And I'm a little bit surprised that you would say that to me. But then Marilyn Musgrave, you said to me that you believe you're a created being, that you're created in God's image, and that you have a life after death, and they don't believe that. And you're trying to use your values to argue with people that have a different set of beliefs. And I will tell you, a light came on that it just didn't occur to me that our values couldn't be used in an argument successfully against people that don't have the same values and beliefs that we do. And I that has been very useful to me to have that piece of insight that you gave me that day. And it's one of many things that have happened throughout the years that has made me better and enriched my life and your friendship. And I want to say also that Connie's got to be on the line, I'm pretty sure. And I wanted to say this tonight, and our program got accelerated a little bit beyond what I expected. But when we were on the previous bus tour of Iowa, the judge bus tour of Iowa, and which Connie and I and others on that tour, Louie Gohmert was part of that too, and we came into Waterloo, Iowa, where we planned to set out the speakers and take the microphone and talk about constitutional values and the values of marriage and the rule of law. And the anti-traditional marriage group that was there, were not a very happy group of people, and there were a lot of them, but they were nasty and they were profane, and they had found a little glitch in the permit process, and the chief of police was there with another officer or two to make sure that we couldn't use our speakers and our microphone. And Connie Mackey faced the screaming, yelling people down, and just a verbal pugilist of the first order. And so I have received a lot of compliments tonight to the point of embarrassment, but you two are warriors, and I'm very glad to be able to join with you for some time on the Values Bus Tour and relive some of the things that we've done in the past with each of you and the others that will join. And we are winning this argument across the country. that.
Steve, this is Marjorie Dannenfelter. I just wanted to I wanted to add a very short story. When I was walking as a non-congresswoman to the Capitol with Marilyn one day, and this is important to me in terms of how we run the Susan B. Anthony list. You know, I was really kind of downcast because we take a lot of really hard stands against friends very often, and when you think about it, when you're looking at all these children who stand to live or die, what is it that you really want to? But what is the posture that you really want to have? And Marilyn said, Marjorie, you're really going to have to decide whether you want to be loved or feared. And I think that's something that our entire movement needs to hear. Now, we always will act in love, always. But we need to make sure that we will always, always have muscle. And I beg you agree with this, Congressman. Always have muscle behind it, given what's at stake. I mean, this is not tax deductions for office equipment. This is about whether people live or die. And I would rather be feared if we have to stand between them. So I think everybody's got a Maryland story. So I'm glad you're in Iowa, both of you.
Well, I hope I'm not just a school marm lecturing everybody.
I know, I got a story about you.
All right, stories about Maryland, but how wonderful to be here in Iowa. And Congressman King, could you just elaborate on really Iowa being first in the nation and why this life issue is going to make a difference in the straw poll?
Well, yes, I think I can, and I've been involved in this now for a good number of these straw polls and the first in the nation caucus system that takes place. And it's this, that it's not as easy as filling out an absentee ballot and mailing that off after it comes in your mailbox as a request. It's not like going to the polls and vote. You actually have to commit the better part of a day, in many cases it's a full day, to go down to the straw poll in Ames and be there, go in and register, go in and cast your ballot. But also, I don't think anybody's going to make that trip just to vote. They want to be there to experience it all. And so the people that come down there, you heard me talk tonight about the filter that America is, how we skim the cream of the crop, the vigor of the donor civilizations came to America. A lot of it was for religious freedom and reasons of faith. And that kind of a magnet that's brought people to the United States that is the foundation of American vigor is a similar magnet that draws people to Ames to the straw poll. Which means that those that have the deepest convictions, those that understand the best how important it is to engage in and to help select the next president of the United States, they're pro-life, they're pro-family, they're constitutional conservatives, they're fiscally responsible people. They understand that the human life is sacred in all of its forms and that it begins at the instant of conception. They are converging on Ames on Saturday, and I don't know how a Republican candidate could stand up and be anything other than pro-life and expect to get any measurable support in Ames on Saturday. It will be a huge convention of pro-life, pro-family, constitutional conservatives that understand the pillars of American exceptionalism and want to refurbish us. That's how it will be. And if you look around Ames on Saturday, look around the Hilton Coliseum and on all the grounds of the straw poll, I've stood there and just imagined, what if you had to take a nucleus and start a people and start a country? We'll be able to take the people that arrive there in Ames on Saturday, and if you wanted to build a nation on that, it would be a God-loving, God-fearing Christian nation with the deepest, the strongest faith values and moral values that you could ask for, self-reliant people. It wouldn't require very much government at all, because most of it would be self-governed by values and faith and through our churches.
Congressman King,
that's very encouraging.
Congressman King, this is David B. Wright, and I just want to thank you so much for your leadership there. And you've been today to this event, and you've worked with the Susan B. Anthony List in Iowa and certainly in Washington, D.C. And tonight we're having this event as a result of the Susan B. Anthony List's work as an effective pro-life grassroots organization that rallies the troops and makes an impact in elections. I was just wondering if you could share maybe your personal experience with the Susan B. Anthony List, and knowing that Iowa is this first in the nation caucus state and with what's at stake for 2012, just your thoughts on the Susan B. Anthony List as an organization that can make a difference and it helped to achieve victory in 2012.
Well, the difference there is the commitment to support pro-life candidates and primarily pro-life women. And when I, you know, when I stand and make the pro-life argument, and I just know that it doesn't have the same impact on the broader society as it does when Marjorie makes the argument, when Marilyn Musgrave makes the argument, when an elected pro-life woman, a conservative woman, makes the argument. It's pretty hard for the pro-abortion people to stand up and confront and rebut, especially a pro-life woman. And so think about how angry they get at Michelle Bachmann, how angry they are at Sarah Palin. They get angry because, and they start calling names because they are losing the argument. The most effective people to carry the argument on life are pro-life women, and that's what Susan B. Anthony List has done. But also, Marilyn Musgrave said tonight that we're happy to support pro-life candidates who are running against pro-abortion women. And that's me in my case, I might add. And I also appreciate the effort that's there, the events that are sponsored, the support that's there for the candidates, so the list, all of these things energize people. And it's sometimes hard to quantify how far the reach goes, how much impact it has. But there's a ripple effect that goes through when Susan B. Anthony List comes in and introduces the argument and pushes this and supports a candidate. It inspires many others along the way, and that ripple effect is the part that we can't quantify, but it does make a huge difference. And I'm, of course, a great supporter and happy to work on all pro-life causes together with.
Well, Congressman King, thank you so much. I know you're calling in from literally driving down the road there in Iowa, and there's so much at stake here this week and in the coming weeks. And thank you for your leadership in Washington, D.C. as well. And God bless you. Keep up the great work. Thank you for fighting the good fight and for speaking up for those who cannot speak for themselves. And I'd like to turn the question next back to – go ahead.
Before you turn away from this, I would like to – there's one thing I wanted to bring up, and I was listening to Marjorie talk about it's better to be feared than to be loved. It makes a difference in whether we're going to protect the lives of innocent unborn babies. And I have something that I saved in my BlackBerry from Congressman Trent Franks, another pro-life stalwart and great friend of ours. And
amen.
He was elected
yes.
with Marilyn and I. He made a statement in St. Louis that was about life, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it angered the left because of the way he had made the statement. And so I wrote it down, I wrote down what he did. He said he apologized in a way a couple of days later that I thought was just so profound. And I wrote the date down, September 30th, 2009, and it was before the Republican Study Committee, and he's such a decent man. And he felt bad that he'd been criticized for the way he had made a bold statement against the pro-abortion people. But here's a quote from Trent Franks. Quote, an awareness of 50 million dead babies and 4,000 more dying every day has a way of straining the comportment and gentility of even the most civil among us. Close quote. Trent Franks. I think back on that statement was so deftly said, and I'm grateful that Christ threw the money changers out of the temple. He wasn't negotiating, and righteous anger is fine when it's saving the lives of innocent babies.
Oh, hear. It forced William Wilberforce up onto the tables of the British Parliament. I mean, thank you. That's beautiful. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you all very much, and I look forward to all the things we're going to do together, and the Values Bus Tour, and the things that we've done in the past, and the work we get to do together. I'm looking forward to the rest of this week and a successful straw poll, and we are going to nominate a president who will unseat Barack Obama. It'll be a pro-life president and a constitutional conservative, and the sun will come up the next morning brighter than it has in a long time.
Thank you, Congressman King. God bless you and keep up the great work. And I would like to shift now back to Marilyn Musgrave. And Marilyn, we were moving along so fast, and then Congressman King came on. And the one thing I would like to ask, we've talked about the problem. We've talked about what you've experienced and seen there on the ground in Iowa. What I was wondering is, before we make our big special announcement about doubling everybody's impact, can you share a little bit about what the Susan B. Anthony List is going to do to get this job done as we set the stage for this road to victory in 2012?
Well, as you said, some people think that the election is a long way off, but what we do now, what we do right now, very much will determine the outcome. And I don't think we should take anything for granted when we talk about this most pro-abortion president ever, that he will be easily defeated. You talked about the money that's been raised. I mean, when you think of Planned Parenthood at the federal level and the state level wanting our tax dollars, they're going to be behind him all the way, as will NARAL. And I mean, this man is so beholden to them and they to him. So we have much work to do, and this is just like firing the first salvo when we see the results of that straw poll that the people in Iowa chose pro-life individuals in this nomination process. It's going to send a message to the whole nation. Susan B. Anthony List is running radio ads right now. We're on this bus, and David, if you could have seen the mother in one of these town squares yesterday with 9 beautiful children standing there. And I mean, it just touched my heart as I spoke, and the way the children from teenagers on down to like a 5-year-old responded. And I invited them to come on the bus, and I thought of what we're doing now, what our legacy will be. And I thought of these children and the example we're setting before them, and what we need to do to end abortion in this country. And I talked. There's such a gentle, wonderful, sweet spirit, and she wanted that example before her children. And I can't stress how important it is for us to be early in this and to be successful early and to offer the American people a true leader on life as we consider who our next president will be. And I believe there are things going on. We can't measure the harm that takes place when we have an individual like this as president in regard to the sanctity of human life. And I love those words of Trent Franks. They make me cry because that is the reality that we're facing every day in America. And many Americans aren't thinking about it, but we need to keep the issue before them. And Marjorie has said so many times, laws save lives. We're doing it to save lives. And in this political arena, we've got to give it all we got. And I believe that means every American on to anyone that would run for elected office, anyone that would serve, we have to make it a priority in our lives. And these things that are taking place in Iowa, it's just the start of all of this, and it's so important that we get off to a very good start. When you think about the money that comes in from our precious donors, it's paying for radio ads. We're working hard to defund Planned Parenthood in the states. I just was in New Hampshire where an executive committee did not renew a $1.8 billion contract with Planned Parenthood. And, I mean, they're getting very nervous about their taxpayer dollars because they want a steady stream of them. And we've got to do everything we can to oppose them at every level. And I might add, there are many encouraging things going on around this great nation, pro-life legislation passing. I think of the day in Ohio when a pregnant woman was brought into the committee hearing, and with the technology as it is, the heartbeat of her unborn child was heard and its image was on the screen. Now think of that, an unborn child brought into the room to testify. This is what people have to face to say they're pro-choice. They have to look at that precious little unborn child with its faithful heart beating. That's why this work is so important. And I tell you, when I looked out and I saw a man that must have been in his 80s, he had on a cap that indicated he was retired military. I'm sure he's a World War II veteran, kind of like what you would think of a retired farmer in Iowa in his bib overalls. and he was there standing for life, for the values that mean so very much to us. And I thought about life, I thought about his service in the military, and I thought about his heart and the values that he held so dear. And he made the effort to show up, and I know he'll be there at the straw poll representing our values.
Well, Marilyn, the Susan B. Anthony List is doing so much, and I thank you for your work in the forefront of this effort and for being there in Iowa and sacrificing time with your family. And as the Susan B. Anthony List has led the charge with the groundbreaking Pro-Life Presidential Leadership Pledge, the Pro-Life Citizens Pledge, and is setting the stage for the elections because, as you said earlier, life is a winning issue, and the only person who can defeat the abortion president, Barack Obama, can and has to be an authentic pro-life leader. And that's why I'm so glad to have you and Marjorie and the Susan B. Anthony List working on the front lines in Washington, willing to go and engage in Iowa and wherever you are called to go across the country, educating citizens and educating candidates that the only way to win is to be pro-life. And that's really how victory will be achieved in 2012. I wanted to segue here into the big announcement we said we would make at the end, and then I'll invite both Marilyn and Marjorie back for one more question each. But the surprise announcement that we said we would be giving to you is a result of a single generous donor, and it's a person who wishes to remain completely anonymous, but it's somebody who, even in the midst of this tumultuous economy that we're watching in the news every single day as the stock market is going up and down and credit ratings are being reduced and all these other things, despite all of those challenges, this donor understands the urgent need to act right now to achieve pro-life leadership so that we can achieve victory in 2012. And because of this narrow window of opportunity, they wanted to make an impact themselves while also doing something that could encourage others to help, multiplying the overall impact. And so this donor put forward a matching challenge of $45,000. And essentially, every gift given tonight, a one-time gift or a pledge of ongoing support annualized, over this next week, for the next 7 days, any gift given will be doubled dollar for dollar up to $45,000. So literally, if you give a gift tonight of $1,000, that instantly becomes $2,000. If you make a pledge of $100 a month, you multiply that by 12, that's $1,200, that will be doubled to $2,400. Anything that is given tonight, anything given between now and next Wednesday, August 17th at midnight, will be doubled up to $45,000. And I know for people like me who don't have a whole lot to be able to put into this work, but we try to make the most out of everything we can do. We want the best return on our charitable investments. This gives all of us, the little people, the opportunity to make a literally double the impact we would otherwise. And because of this donor's generosity, they hope that everybody participating in this webcast event tonight will be encouraged to invest right now in the Susan B. Anthony List's work, what's going on in Iowa, setting the stage for other important primary battles, and setting the stage for the entire struggle across our nation in 2012 that ultimately will lead to victory. So we're hopeful that everybody will be encouraged and excited by that announcement of the matching challenge. Any one-time gift up to $45,000 will be doubled instantly. Any pledge of monthly support, multiply it by 12, annualize it, that will be doubled up to $45,000, and that can be the shot in the arm that is needed right now to make an impact and start laying the groundwork for victory in 2012. So, Marilyn, I was going to ask if you could maybe walk us through the process of a one-time gift, and I would invite everybody on the webcast, if you're still on the webcast page listening to the sound of our voices, in the bottom right corner there, you can either click a big gray button with a red arrow pointing at it that says Help Achieve Victory in 2012, or the same link that says Make a One-Time Donation. Either of those will open a separate page, won't take you away from the webcast, and it's the same page where those of you who joined us by telephone, where you got your phone number, click that big gray button, it's easier, Help Achieve Victory in 2012, and we'll open a separate page. And then, Marilyn, would you walk us through what's at stake and why a one-time gift is vital right now?
Well, you go ahead and link on that webcast page that reads Make a One-Time Gift. And when you see that, if you want to make a contribution by check, you can see the mailing address there in Washington, D.C. You can see the various amounts starting with $10 all the way up to other. And you can decide what you want to give. And, David, I would like to pray in a little bit. We need to all carefully consider this. When you make that decision, you can hit donate now. And here on the road in Iowa, seeing these precious people that are coming into these 22 cities and the parks when we stop with our bus, and you hear people that have been in the pro-life movement all these years, and it just touches my heart. I want you to think again of that young woman, Down syndrome woman, coming out of that abortion clinic with her arms raised, seeking help, and it just touched my heart. And I think of women that deserve better, of women that need help. And I think of what we're facing in our country now, and I know this fiscal crisis is on everyone's mind. It's unavoidable, but we are also at a time of moral crisis with Obamacare, with the president at this time of fiscal crisis not being willing to take one penny of our hard-earned tax dollars away from Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in this country that certainly was damaged after the work of Lila Rose and Live Action. We see so many things going on around us, and your gift can mean so much to us now as we try to make a strong impact in the straw poll and then in the caucuses here in Iowa, and indeed an impact on this race in the nation, as again we're trying to replace the most pro-abortion president ever with an authentic pro-life leader. And the deadline for your gift is Wednesday, August 17th. And if I may, David, I would like now just to offer a brief prayer. I think the seriousness was really emphasized by Steve King and remarks from Trent Franks, God bless him, congressman from Arizona. Trent talked about the tragedy of abortion in this nation. And that's what we're doing right now to end the tragedy of abortion. And our precious donors' hearts are with us. And if I may just pray now.
Please.
Lord God, giver of life, we love you, Lord, and we want to honor you in all that we do. And Father God, we thank you for the preciousness of life. Father God, in my own family, we've just had another precious grandchild born. Father, I just look at these children and I love them, Father God, and I love the women that are so damaged by abortion, Father God, and our hearts just cry out for abortion to be ended in this country, and our hearts cry out, Lord, for our lives and our actions to be significant for the kingdom. And Father God, I pray that you would just lead and direct each one of us, Lord, as we consider what we can do, as we offer our work, Lord, our talents, our treasure, our prayers, Lord God, for this cause. We just lay them before you and for your direction, Lord, and we just praise you for all that you are, Lord, giver of life, giver of salvation. And I ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, Marilyn, thank you so much, and I really want to encourage everybody to either click the button that says Help Achieve Victory in 2012 or the Make a One-Time Donation link. They go to the same place. It will open in a separate page if you haven't already done that. Go ahead and look at the different amounts, $1,000, $500, $10,000. It says Other, and I don't think, Marjorie, you wouldn't be terribly offended if they put a whole lot of zeros in that little spot there, would you?
It's never offended me, no.
Okay. And just so you know, I said this sincerely, that my family and I absolutely love and support the Susan B. Anthony List. And Marilyn, as you were talking, I just really felt led, and I went through and I made a donation online, a one-time gift to the Susan B. Anthony List right now. It just takes a minute to fill in the information, make a credit card donation. And I would just ask everybody else, if God's leading you to do this, go ahead and make a gift now. There's so much at stake. We can make a tremendous, tremendous difference. And again, whatever amount you give, if you give $1,000, $500, if you give $10,000, instantly that will be doubled because of the generous matching challenge of the donor up to $45,000. So if you want to give $45,000 and meet the match in its entirety, that is just great. We wouldn't complain about that. I'm sure Marjorie would be quite happy. But literally, $5, $10, no amount is too small, no amount is too large. And with that, I'd like to bring back Marjorie Dannenfelser. And Marjorie, one-time gifts are an important shot in the arm in an event like this. They're a much-needed boost at a time when you need the influx of funds to continue to run ads, continue to go to these different cities and make an impact. but this fight is going to be going on for the next 12 months plus, and it's important to make commitments to stand with Susan B. Anthony List month after month through an ongoing pledge of support as well. And I was wondering, for those on the webcast page, you can click the link that says Make a Pledge of Ongoing Support. And Marjorie, could you just share a little bit about why and monthly pledges are important and what people can do to make a difference over these coming months leading into the 2012 elections?
Because this is a long, and just like you make long-term planning in your own family, like my husband and I do, with our five kids and lots of tuition, we make long-term planning for all the things that we think are important, and we try to cut out things that we think are not important. I would say that this issue is part of the personality of our family. We've been stuffing mailings from the time that Susan B. Anthony List was about $5,000 budget a year organization that was in our basement. And we had friends coming over that would help us and make sure we got out the mailings, make sure we helped the heroes like Marilyn get elected office. But long-term planning means that when there are times where people are less heartened, where there's a little dip in enthusiasm, that you know that you can continue the fight. Just like any wartime strategy, which this is, you can't sustain a long-term strategy, a long-term fight without a sustained giving pattern. I'm such a fighter that you want to think that you can fight without gasoline in the tank every month, but you simply have to have it. And so in the coming months, there will be Senate campaigns that are vital to the nomination. Winning those Senate campaigns will be vital to the nomination of the next Supreme Court justices who will decide the fate of unborn children for decades. In the coming months, there will be fights in battleground states that will determine who wins the presidential election. There will be times when we falter, when in terms of, enthusiasm. But one thing that can't stop is the fight, even when we feel that way. And so what I'm hoping is that folks on the line can do what my family has done, and yours, David, and yours, Marilyn, and many others, which is to make this part tithe, truly, and think of it as the greatest, what it is, the greatest movement of our time, and the children will be grateful.
Well, I would encourage everyone right now to, if you feel led, click the link that says Make a Pledge of Ongoing Support and realize that 6 months from now, 9 months from now, that will continue to make a difference. And you'll be taken to a separate page where you can make a pledge of a monthly donation, whether it's $10 a month, $50 a month, $500 a month. And keep in mind that whatever amount, let's say you feel led to give $500 a month as a pledge of ongoing support, that $500 annualized is $6,000. That will instantly become $12,000. And for those of us right now who, because of the pinch of the economy, may not be able to give as large a one-time gift as we would like, here's a way that you can have the impact expanded almost exponentially, because your monthly pledge will be multiplied. The annualized amount will be doubled instantly. So feel free to go ahead and do that. And first, I'm going to say just a quick word of prayer one more time as we discern what God is asking us to do in supporting the Susan B. Anthony List in a monthly, ongoing fashion. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for what you have done tonight through each of the presenters. We thank you for what is happening in Iowa, for the faithfulness and courage of the leaders there and those who are willing to champion the pro-life cause as they run for the highest office in this land. And dear Lord, our nation desperately needs your intercession, your intervention right now. We are at a critical time. Lives are at stake. And we ask you to please guide and direct each of us to know how we can make the greatest impact for life, how we can rescue those being led to the slaughter, the millions that are dying from abortion. And dear Lord, help us to know how we can help, through the Susan B. Anthony List, make a difference in the political and legislative process. Help us to know what you would want us to do as a pledge of ongoing support into this work over the coming months, to set the stage for a victory in 2012. And we ask that it not be a victory that is just a hollow political victory, but instead it be a victory for innocent children made in your image and likeness, and that you are glorified through all of these efforts, because that is our fervent prayer. Dear God, thank you for blessing each of us and giving us the opportunity to be a part of this important work for such a time as this. Lead each of us to know what we can do and help us to make a pledge of ongoing support as you would lead our hearts to do. We thank you for all of this, and we ask these things all in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And a reminder that that pledge of ongoing support, if you make that tonight or any time between next Wednesday, August 17th, that will be doubled up to $45,000, the annualized amount, the same thing with your one-time gifts. So that brings us pretty much to the end of this Pro-Life Leadership for 2012 nationwide webcast event. And I was going to ask both of our main presenters, Marjorie Dannenfelser and Marilyn Musgrave, to just maybe share their concluding thoughts as we sign off and get ready to go back out onto the front lines and continue to press forward in this work. And Marjorie, I'll go to you first. Any just closing thoughts that you would like to share with everybody as we go back out into the fray?
Well, David, mine are top of mind. One, I have never met anyone in the pro-life movement quite like you. You are someone who has, from the very moment I ever first met you, who has been singularly focused on bringing all pieces of the pro-life movement together while recognizing that whole Christian armor, that we all have a role. And I cannot say enough good things about you. You have always come, and I always want to be there for you as well at the moment where there is a pressing need to save lives. And I'm deeply grateful to you and everybody listening here, because you and they resonate, and Marilyn as well. I also want to thank the donor who is anonymous, it is not an easy thing to give that amount of money. But it does make it easier to give when you think that your money is going to be matched, and when you know that that it's going to be used to save lives. And what a privilege it is to be a part of this. I mean, where else would you meet the kind of people that we are privileged to meet in this movement? So, Marilyn, that's a great segue to you, because you're one of those.
Well, you are so precious to me, Marjorie, and your example, and David, your heart before the Lord is just such a testimony. And I want to say that I came to Iowa on this bus tour to encourage pro-life people to show up and be involved in that straw poll, but they have been such an encouragement to all of us on the bus and such a blessing to see what they are doing right here in Iowa. And, you know, as one of my dear friends says in the movement, we need to work like it all depends on us, knowing that it all depends on Him, the good Lord. And we raise our work and our prayers to Him as we are standing. There is a precious sign today. We are a voice for the voiceless, and that's what I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Well,
thank you, Marilyn. You know, who wins there? Who wins there has a stronghold in who will be the next president of the United States. So thank God you're there. Thank you, Marilyn.
Amen. Well, I think
you're
both
most
of
welcome.
You, Marjorie and Marilyn, you truly are voices for the voiceless, as is our wonderful presenter, Congressman Steve King, who joined us tonight from Iowa. And I want to thank all three of you for the words that you have to share. Thank you for helping us to understand the crisis that we're dealing with, how bad the situation is right now, but letting us know that there is hope, there is a solution. The Susan B. Anthony List is engaging with the presidential pledge, the citizens' pledge, getting involved in the electoral process, what's happening in Iowa right now, and hearing just from the front lines there, Marilyn, and all your stories of the people that you're meeting, and recognizing that life is not a political liability. It's a winning formula for success in 2012, and the Susan B. Anthony List is doing everything possible to get the job done and help people to realize that the next president will need to be an authentic pro-life leader, and I thank you for your leadership in doing that. I also want to thank a special person who's behind the scenes who works for the Susan B. Anthony List, doesn't get a whole lot of accolades probably on things like this, but I have been working hand-in-hand with her and putting this event together, and that is Mallory. And Mallory, I just want to give a shout-out to you and to the whole Susan B. Anthony List team. I have met just about everybody who works there, and I just love them dearly. I appreciate them. They are tireless servants, and I just want to say God bless you. Keep up the great work. Thanks to everybody who's joined us tonight, and we hope that you really do recognize now the urgency and importance of right now setting the stage for 2012. We hope you understand what needs to be done, see how these plans can make a major impact, and we hope that you've decided tonight to invest in this vital work through a one-time gift and a pledge of ongoing monthly support, knowing that any gift given up to the $45,000 amount will be doubled dollar for dollar, either the one-time gift or the annualized amount of a monthly pledge. So the Susan B. Anthony List will be keeping you posted as we move forward on these action plans. They will be sharing the results each step along the way, and we all look forward to that glorious day when we're celebrating victory and a pro-life president is occupying the White House. So with that, that brings us to the end. Let me just say one final word of closing prayer, and then we will say good night. Dear God, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us here tonight. Thank you for blessing this event. Thank you for blessing all of the participants and all the speakers, and help us to press forward. Help us to never grow weary in doing good. You promise us that at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Dear Lord, help us to never, ever give up, knowing what is at stake. Help us to press on and do everything we possibly can, investing our time, our talent, and our treasure to protect life, the most sacred, special gift that you have given to each of us. We thank you for this moment, and we thank you for considering us worthy to engage in this fight for such a time as this. We ask all these things in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you, everybody, for being with us tonight. God bless you. Marjorie, Marilyn, thank you for all the great work you do, and look forward to doing another one of these sometime soon.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody.